seems to me to be pretty cut and dry that when an armed man shoots an unarmed man, there needs to be some kind of accountability. And if there are no witnesses, you know, do you just take the word of the guy who shot and killed somebody else?
And do you think President Obama stepping into this and getting involved will help?
Well, I certainly think, you know, I have to tell you, in the United States, I can't speak to what it's like in the UK, but in the United States, this is probably the biggest story in the country right now. And I think President Obama stepping up and making the comments that he did has elevated that again.
There have been school children walking out of schools today. The civil rights campaigner, Reverend Al Sharpton, has said that this could have been any one of us. And President Obama has said America needs to do some soul searching.
This movement has taken over the country. And I think, as you see from what's happening in the UK, it's taken over the world. I mean, we've got media here from all over the world, Germany, they're everywhere. So this has touched a nerve, and it's really incited a country to say, it could have been my child. I mean, you know, one of the rallying cries at the different events that are happening around the country is, you know, Trayvon is your son. I mean, who's to say that somebody like George Zimmerman couldn't shoot and kill basically any kid walking around that he felt was suspicious? So there's definitely been outrage in the country. There's outrage that he's not been arrested, that justice hasn't been served here. And I think that the president's comments certainly helped amplify that even further.